You grew up in Old Harbor,
I
right?
grew up in Old Harbor, yes.
What was it like when growing up there?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was like if your mom yelled, everybody heard you, or they could tell her where you were. I mean, I had a dog that followed me everywhere, so she would have to just look for the dog and she'd know where I was at. But yeah, it's a fun small village, and that everybody knows everybody's business. So yes, it's good and bad, but I think that's a good thing where people are looking out for each other.
Is there something in your childhood that you remember that really inspired you to study Alutiiq culture or Sukmiak?
It was actually sitting with Larry Matfei, Albert Odunga, and Paul Kohutak, and I just happened to stop in, and Larry was telling stories, talking about hunting, talking about kayaking with his dad, and hearing those stories, and it's one of those things where you kind of like you don't think about it, and then you think about it, and you're like, whoa, that's really amazing. And listening to the elders talk about how, well, to me it was how amazing they were. We never heard about the fact that most of the elders in the past spoke three languages. They spoke Alutiiq, Russian, and English. And hearing them go back from switching between Alutiiq and English when they were telling these stories and talking, and I'm just like, well, why are we forgetting these? So that culminated with then, me being inspired to do anthropology, which is, study of humanity, study of humans, and trying to find out more about our history. And that led me into doing archaeology, where it's like, okay, we don't have a written history, but our written history is in the archaeology, and that's the only way we'll be able to get it back. And so I started doing the archaeology, but I ended up switching in graduate school to going to work in Siberia, where I had the privilege to work with Nenet reindeer herders. And so I went and did that for a few years.
What did that involve?
An absolute adventure. It was a lot of fun and a lot of work and a lot of challenges at the same time, because I was living in a place that would make Kodiak seem like a metropolis, working with reindeer herders in the middle of the Yamal Peninsula, where if you got hurt, well, you have to take care of yourself. And having to speak two to learn another language along with speaking Russian. Was challenging, but also fun because then, I got to see the Nenets when they were living. They had their language, they had their traditions, they had their material culture, and they had all of these things. And yes, they adapted to the Russian lifestyle, sort of, but they adapted what they felt was important to them, not what, they felt that they needed to do. So I got to see their culture in a living context, and that's what inspired me to be so active with when I originally came home with, okay, how do we promote the material culture? How do we promote the language? Stepping back and saying, okay, they have a foundation that they start with when they're children. And then from there, they grow into it, and it's like, how do we do that here?